I've got three or four things that I'd just like to run over with you. Hey, what's about the speaker? Hook the mouth up. Where are the lights? That's all right. We don't need it. Can everybody hear? Can you hear me on the right? Yeah, there we go. Okay, can you hear me on the right? Can you hear me on the left? Mainly just three or four things. A lot of people had asked questions about what time he got up and all that kind of stuff. I'll run over it with you so, you know, we can all have it at the same time. Basically, some logistics. Everybody knows the bus leaves here at 12:15 to go for the audiovisual check. I would advise everybody to go. We'll take the bus along with the regular motorcade, and it might be the best opportunity that you'll have to talk to the senator today, so I think it'd be good for everybody to plan to go at 12:15. That's the league arrangements for a five-man pool or something like that to go in for the last 5 minutes. But we'll probably have a crack at him when he comes out or something like that. Oh, that's the league arrangements. Let's get it from Steve back there. What's the score?
The same as the first two debates.
The league told me, I talked to the PR lady, she said that the dull people were the one who determined who goes in and out.
Margo, that is not correct. I asked them for a pool, debated with them for a week on that subject, and all we were able to get is what we got. I did make the request.
Yeah, you can be assured that, we'll do everything we can to get a rider in there, and if there's a way to sneak one in, we'll do that. Basically, when we get back here at 1:15 or 1:30, except for whatever photographer's planning meeting or something, we're clear for the afternoon until the senator plans to pull out at 8, and it'd be the standard motorcade going over there. After the rally, after the debate... He'll come back here and go into the victory rally, which is listed on schedule, and it will be at. I'm not sure whether he'll go straight in when he comes from the debate, or whether he'll go to his suite for a few minutes and come down, 15 or 20 minutes later. Yes. We'll just have to see, Harry. Kind of play it by ear. I know you'll get a good assessment from him when he goes in to speak to the rally group. But whether he will want to do a Q&A, I'll just have to ask at that time.
Time is so crucial, it's almost midnight.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind.
Why are you having a victory rally before you know whether you're going to win?
We're confident. Okay. A lot of questions during the plane ride out here and so forth about preparation. I'll run over this with most of you, but I'll go back over it for those that haven't heard it. In Washington. As most of you know, we've been in town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, except for a brief trip out to Knoxville, Tennessee on Tuesday night. He spent almost all the time at his residence going over the briefing books, probably 6 to 8 hours a day with the briefing books. He's met from time to time with members of his staff, mainly Kim Wells and Peter Wallison. He's got briefing books. Quote from him, more briefing books than I can count. I think there are actually 11 briefing books. They are prepared by, as you know, the president's briefing books, which he's been given. And there are several prepared by the campaign staff, Wallace and Wells and others. They're black ring binders, about an inch and a half thick. He's talked, if people want to know what high-powered advisors and so forth he's talked with. Really, the only people he's talked with is briefly with Scowcroft and Seidman, and I think both of those were sort of in passing or maybe on the telephone to check a point or something like that. He last talked with the president on Monday. And that's basically it in Washington. He spent most of the time on the airplane coming down here, going over the briefing books, and he actually is on the airplane and now getting down to timing some of his answers so he can just sort of get in the frame of mind about how long 2.5 minutes is. When he came here, Connally greeted him. They accompanied him to the suite last evening and spent about 30 minutes with him. Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, is in town for a debate of his own last night, and they met briefly last night, too, about 15 or 30 minutes or so, to just for a general discussion, sort of, just because Alan was in town. He did watch the president's news conference last night, and the quote was, "I thought he did a great job." Let's go back to last night. Went to bed at 11 after watching the news. He got up shortly after 8 this morning, and he said he slept well. He had his usual breakfast of eggs Benedict. A quote from him this morning: "It's a great day. I'm looking forward to the debate and to the final 2 weeks of the campaign."
How did he say that?
To me. To me. To relay to you.
What was the question?
I say, what would you like to say to the press? He's in the suite, in the living room of the suite now with Elizabeth. He's dressed in a blue shirt. He has his shoes off, his socks on, and his feet on the table. No tie. His table is an extremely large glass-top coffee table that's covered entirely with papers. They're in neat stacks, so forth. He says these are just the ones that won't fit in the briefing book. He's still asking for more specifics. He reeled off two or three things there that he wanted Wallace and Wells to get this morning. So he's still asking for specifics. And that's basically it.
How about his clothes?
He sounds much better. He still has a husky voice, and I think the only thing he's taken is throat lozenges.
How did he sound?
He still has a bit of huskiness in his throat, but he sounds much better.
Did you see a doctor this week about that cold?
No.
Larry?
Yes.
Why can't we take a tape recorder into the
theater? Once again, that's the league rules, I think, Harry. You've covered the others. Is that the league? The theater is really out of our hands. We've had Steve Studdard down here all week, you know, trying to get the best shot we can get at it. That's what he's ended up with. Yeah, well, I think you ought to address that question to the leagues, or get some, leave your tape recorder by the TV when you leave your room.
What is Liddy going to do tonight?
She will, I guess I ought to go into that. She will go to the theater with him. Robin is due to arrive sometime during the day. I don't have an exact time on that. But Mrs. Doe will accompany him to the theater. Also, the Connollys will go to the theater with him. And he'll be briefly in the room off stage there for, which I think you've seen this morning, for about 10 minutes before he goes on stage. And then she will wait there in the holding room and watch it on television.
She won't be in the audience?
No, I think she'll be back in the holding room.
And what about the Connollys?
I think they'll be in the holding room, too.
Is he going to eat supper before he goes on
stage? I think he'll have something light, you know, late afternoon. But I can't hear it all back there. I'm missing sitting in the back next time. 20 tickets. Yeah, we do have an allotment, but I'm not sure. I think they were still juggling some names, Harry. I don't think Alan's going to stay tonight. The Connollys, I know. Yeah, but they'll have to have backstage tickets. Now, who'll be in the audience? I don't know.
Is there a telephone in that green room or holding room?
Yes.
Is that a regular telephone or a special White House telephone?
No, it's a regular telephone, but it is one we installed. We usually do that where we go, so he will have his own phone.
Is there a phone under the lectern?
I know.
Where's the daughter coming from?
Somewhere in the Midwest. I'll have to check that.
Campaigning?
Yeah.
How old is she?
What is Robin's age? 20 or 21, somewhere along in there. Somebody may know it better than I. She's a recent college graduate.
Where's the staff going to be after tonight?
I imagine they will be in the lobby of the theater. What would you prefer? You want them to hang around the theater and talk a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, I can suggest that then. That's good. I would think, types like Wallace and Wells, Tully Placer, Stevens, those kind. So I'll suggest that to them then. If that'll suit you better than coming here or being hanging around here.
But the exact arrangements for tonight will be that the debate will end. We will go out of the theater into the lobby, and then the bus will be ready to bring us here to the victory party. Is that
right? Uh-huh.
So that's, how much time between will we have then in the lobby to talk to these people?
What do you think, Steve? Dole will be there for about 15 minutes, I'm sure, before he actually jumps in a motorcade. And then... Okay, and of course, if you get left, you got five blocks to worry about, and I don't anticipate Dole going straight into the party, but I'm not sure.
Larry, what kind of makeup's he gonna wear?
I don't know, Harry. He's customarily wears put a little makeup on before he does these Sunday talk shows. So I presume he'll do the same thing tonight.
You don't have a makeup man.
I'm sure there'd be somebody making up, but I don't know who he is.
What is he going to do this afternoon then?
Mostly stay in the suite, altogether stay in the suite, and just continue looking over those briefing books. And he's going to, writing out his own opening statement and polishing that a little bit.
Of course.
No, because he won't be able to take it in. He's getting his thoughts down on paper, but he can't take it into the debate, and so he'll just have it in his head.
So besides his wife, Wallace, and Wells, will those three be the only three with him this afternoon?
Yeah, but I can't be sure because Stevens could go in, or Tully Placer could go in, or
is
any of those two.
Is she helping him? Is there any back and forth there? How's she doing?
Yeah, she's mainly listening. She's probably asking him some questions, and he's making some replies, and she's timing them. And he may ask for more. I think she had some notes there this morning, two or three things he wanted.
Tell us about what was the coin toss? What did you win or lose?
Well, we called tails. Larry Eastland did the calling for us, and we called tails And it was tails, and tails entitled you to make the first statement, the opening statement, and to take the first question, and to make the first go first on the closing statements. Well, there was no choice. I mean, it was if it came down on what you called, that's what you did.
Is it considered an advantage?
Well, we didn't really make any judgment. It's six of one and a half dozen of the others. Whether if you go first, you do well, or whether you go last, you do well.
Who's okay. Going to be at this victory rally?
Connolly. I meant to mention that. The Connollys will attend the victory rally tonight with the Senator, Mrs. Doe.
Larry, you talked about he's trying to get a few more specifics today. I mean, would this be like taxes or foreign policy? Can you be any more specific about his specifics?
One thing he asked was something about wheat. Now, I've forgotten what it was. It was, some figures on... grain reserves or something along those lines. Most of you know also, Dave just handed me a note that we will go to a second plane on Saturday when we depart here. We try to feel around and get everybody's feelings, and it seems like and we're open to suggestions as to how it'll work best for everybody. As you know, the Dole plane and then the second plane will go in ahead. We'll leave after him and go in ahead of him. We frankly don't know how it's best for you to split up between the planes. We're just getting a second plane to make it more comfortable and as we get more press. So we're open to suggestions. Anybody want to talk about it here? You want to sketch us private?
I think you should put as many people in the people as you can to make it comfortable in the first plane. I don't think you should just have a pool there. I think you should have people, say, maybe just have all the middle seats open. It was perfectly comfortable if you could just have and have all the window seats and all the aisle seats full.
I think that's basically what we plan to do, is, you know, seat two across. And
you're going to try to keep the regulars on that first plane?
I would guess so, and I think basically it came down to all the TV crews wanted to go on the first plane despite the fact they could pre-position with the second plane. But once again, you know, we want to do what you want to do. And
well, if you could have the people who've really been, the news organizations that have been covering it regularly.
Okay. We take the ones that write the best stories, get on the first plane. Okay. We'll be around here. The press office is on the 14th floor, and we'll be there. And if you got any questions or anything flies up during the day, get to us.